Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Carl! Carl!
What is it?
Are you awake?
Oh, I am now.
Okay, good. I want you, no, I need you to come next door with me to my room.
Oh, Missy, you minx.
Don't go cheeky on me. This is serious. I heard something strange in my room. Come on, come here. Come inside and listen.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like a ghost.
And what does a ghost sound like?
You know, whoo.
It just sounds like you're leaking air.
Oh, I might be if I see a ghost.
I told you last week there's no ghosts.
Well, I know you say that.
This is why we came to my mate's hotel, and you insisted on staying in room 5.
What was that?
What?
I swear, that door just moved.
Oh, great. Now we have the Paranormal Activity ghost, the only ghost that ever wanted to be a doorman.
Shh! Carl, you'll upset them.
Oh, really?
Really?
Okay, I can explain that. That was a trapped pocket of swamp gas.
In a hotel.
It's possible, isn't it?
Okay, still swamp gas?
No, that time it was coal gas.
Oh. Okay, go over by the window and have a look.
Why me?
Well, you're the man.
Whatever happened to women's lib?
Oh, it's alive and well and telling you to go have a look.
Oh, okay.
Can you see anything?
It's a bit dark, really. Hang on. I'll turn the light on.
Oh!
What?
Oh, it was just the sudden shock of seeing you in your underpants. You need to close your robe.
Hey.
Now, just go and investigate Mr. Danger Mouse underwear.
I'll have you know, these were a present. Nope. Can't see a thing.
Well, if it was a ghost, what are you expecting to see?
Casper?
Oh, very funny.
I can't see anything.
Okay. I'm sorry. I guess you can go back to bed.
Well, now I'm up, I want a drink.
What is it?
I just seen the price of beer in the minibar.
Oh, good grief.
Will you two please keep the noise down? I'm trying to rest in peace here. Bloody tourists.
Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Worlds Apart. My name's Carl.
And my name is Missy.
And we are here to guide you through the misunderstandings, miscommunications, and the mysteries of our divided language.
It's a lot of misses.
Yes. And today there's going to be a few more because we are going to get, I am going to get mythy with Missy.
Mythy?
We're
gonna... I don't even know. What is mythy?
Well,
did you just make that up?
I always make stuff up. 99% of stuff I say is made up.
Is that a British made-up term that I would never know it was made up?
Well, that could describe so many terms.
It's true. You could just throw things out there. I'd have no idea.
I would never do that. I've never done that, ever. No one could prove anything. There's no recording of me ever embarrassing you in any shape, way, or form.
And if someone calls you on it, you'll deny it.
Yes.
That's right. So now, how are you today, Carl?
Oh, I'm exhausted.
You're tired. Why are you tired? Don't be tired. I'm feeling so much better this week than last week. But you're tired. We got to get our what's the word?
I don't know.
Our chi, right?
Chi.
Our energies.
Ah.
So new age of me. I don't really believe in that. I just
hippie missy.
Hip, there you go. There's someone for a new Missy show.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Oh, don't give me ideas, boy. I tell you. Why are you so tired?
Work, driving, 10 hours driving. It was horrendous all around London. Horrendous. Well, that sticks. Anyway, but that's not. But I'm here now, and I'm feeling much better for seeing you.
Good. Oh, aren't you sweet? I feel better for seeing you too.
There we go.
Thank you. Yes, well, it's Friday, so it can't be that bad, right? Do you have curry? Is curry on the horizon?
Oh, it is winging its way towards me, you can guarantee that.
I'm so, you know, one show you're going to have, do they have takeout curry?
Yes.
Do they have curry delivery?
Yes.
It's curry any way you want it. You should have a big bowl of curry sitting there for a show.
You know how to curry favor with me, I tell you.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. Just so I can see it. I'm going to see the curry.
I sent you enough pictures of it.
Show me the curry! That's true. I do see pictures, but it's not like it's live and... Well, this isn't really... Well, this is live. It's just not in person. No. All right. Well, you know, maybe one show you can have curry and... I can have... I don't know.
You have your libations.
My libations and maple syrup.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I know. Which you'll be trying very soon, won't you?
So you tell me.
Yes. Yes, you will. You're going to IHOP yourself, which you don't... You. It means nothing to people listening in the UK, but you're going to love IHOP.
They do. We know what International House of Pancakes is.
It's international.
Oh, yes. But it's not, because it's nowhere else. It's another World Series thing.
It makes me feel like I'm traveling to different countries when I order different kinds of pancakes.
Is that how good the syrup is? It takes you on a trip.
Around the world via pancakes. It works for me. Hey, Carl, do we have any... Do we have any great reviews this week?
We do.
Yes. Fantastic. Excellent.
Some wonderful guys have given us some nice reviews again.
Lovely.
First one is from Darren Shaw. As an avid podcaster listener, always searching for new things to listen to, I was surprised how much this was fun to listen to.
Why were they surprised? It was you and me. Did they think we would just be... And then
grouchy.
The difference between the two countries is like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah, wah.
We would not do that. All right, sorry, go ahead.
He continues. The way Carl and Missy bounce off each other, we bounce.
We bounce.
Bounce. What's fantastic. What's fantastic. The chemistry between them is hubby and wife-like. But we never argue. It can't be.
We never argue. Ever.
And even
sorry.
Even when we do... I know I'm always wrong. So actually...
So see, you've got the husband part down like that. That was good, King Carl. Wow.
Well done. I'll be downloading all the time. Really good fun and put a smile on my face right away. Download it because if you think you'll be surprised... I think you'll be surprised, sorry, how much you'll enjoy it. And again, like I say, that's from Darren. Thanks very much, Darren.
Thank you, Darren. Oh, that was sweet. All right, I'm going to read the next one.
This is from
Alan Herbert. And Alan says, if you are about to go traveling stateside or have watched too many American shows and snickered at their use of our language, Alan, I'm sure I don't know what you mean by that, then these podcasts are a must for you. The banter between Carl and Missy is hilarious. We are bantering.
We banter.
Carl, we're banterers.
We banter like a good one.
Darn tootin'. Though you might want to notch the volume a tad when the penny finally drops with Missy and she realizes what she's been saying in British English. Alan, again, I'm sure I don't know what you mean by that. We truly are two nations separated by a single language. Mm. Thank you, Alan and Darren, for those glowing reviews. And if any of you all want to give us any more reviews or any more stars.
We would love that.
Stars. We love stars.
Like glitter.
I love glitter. Love them. So if you go to iTunes and give us a review and give us a nice rating, we would love to read your review.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so Carl, what are the topics for today's show?
Well, we're going to talk about, as I said at the beginning, Mythy Miss with Miss... I'll try and say that again, shall I? Mythy with Missy. We're going to talk
you
about...
You just washed your tongue and you can't do a thing with it.
That's because I was swearing, so I had to wash... we're going to talk about myths.
Myths.
The myths of the US and the UK.
Myths and legends. And but you know, the sad thing was when I got the show notes for this week, I kind of thought, do we have any myths or legends? I mean, we're not that old of a country.
No,
we haven't had a whole lot of time to
rack them up.
No, you're just a baby country, aren't you, really?
But we're still sucking our thumb.
Okay.
In the apartment. Just in the myth apartment.
I'm thinking, actually, thinking about it, a lot of them are still sucking their thumb over there.
Hey!
Only politicians mainly, though. I won't say any more than that.
I think that's a common language among politicians.
Mm, could well be.
Could well be. So I have a question for you.
Oh, straight out the back. Go on.
It's one of my, I think when you think of jolly old England, mm-hmm. and you think of kings and queens, I do, because I'm really big into the whole Tudor thing, which this really question has nothing to do with any of that. But King Arthur and the Round Table, we're the Knights of the Round Table. So do most people in the UK believe that Arthur was a real honest to goodness king and his knights did all those things that are written about them?
Well, I'm pretty much sure that anyone that believes that a man came along and suddenly pulled a sword out of a stone and was awarded the kingship of the land, of course we're going to believe that. I mean, we're a nation of idiots.
Well, but that could have been embellished a bit, you know.
Do you think?
I don't want to believe that it was.
Last time, I
want to believe there's a lady in a lake somewhere.
See, I always pull a fork out of a potato, and no one seems to be impressed by that whatsoever. He pulls a sword out of a stone and becomes king.
Well, if you fought a battle with it, then, yeah. If you went to war with that fork, then maybe people would be impressed. Right. Do people come and visit the UK and say, because I'm not saying that I would do this, but I'm not saying that I wouldn't. Do they come in and say, I want to go on a King Arthur tour? Do King Arthur tours?
Actually, we must have. But I have no idea where they would go, because I can't think of where Camelot is.
Is it Glastonbury? 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 Glastonbury.
Isn't that the rumour of where the Holy Grail is? Somewhere underneath.
I thought it was like the portal to Camelot. Glastonbury.
It would have to be underground. There's nothing there.
But it's it would be magic.
Oh, it would be.
It would be. Oh. See, I always think of is Monty Python still big over in the UK?
Not as big as in the 70s. I mean, we all still love it.
But still, is it still a cult thing?
Yes.
It is here.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
That is
cool. See, I think that's cool, the whole King Arthur thing. I love that.
So the other thing I don't understand about King Arthur, though, is he built a round table so no one can sit at the head of it.
Correct.
So then he sat anywhere and still wore a crown and called himself the king.
Yeah, but I think he was exempt from that. I think it was more for his knights. So that none of the knights would be at the head. So no one would be greater than the others. I want to know, did Guinevere have a place at the table?
I would hope so.
No.
I would hope so.
I wonder if she did.
Right next to
Slot. I've never seen her in any of the pictures.
I've never even seen pictures. I've only seen films.
Well, you know, paintings and whatnot.
Oh, art.
I've seen Guinevere at the table. I don't know. Yeah, next to Lancelot. Mm. What a little harlot she was.
Oh,
huh?
Yes.
Boy.
She put it around.
Yeah, or something. Gosh. Yeah, well, I would think that there are, I'm not saying I've looked it up, but I kind of have. There are places you can go and you can do the whole King Arthur thing. So I want to do that.
Okay.
When I come visit.
This means I can just make one up for you, because as far as I know, that'll be just as honest as any
just
other one.
Make one up and print it out. Okay, now we need to take highway this to here and turn right. And this was the place where King Arthur fought the battle of... And then just make it up.
There you go.
I won't know, and I'll be so impressed. I'll say, Carl, take my picture. And I'll just stand there and...
Fix this semi-detached house. This is where Arthur stayed.
When he was a little boy. King Arthur slept here. Oh, let me lay down. Take it. Yeah, that would be great. Don't you do that. cat's out of the bag now.
Damn.
All right then. Well,
I've got one for you then. I know a few myths from the States. But I don't know the name of this guy. All I know is he's a big bloke and he's got a ball. And not a ball, B-A-L-L, B-U-L-L.
When I, not like bullocks, I broke that up into bits so that it wasn't one word put all together. When I read the show notes, who was the big bloke with the bull? I laughed for a good 10 minutes when I read.
Why?
The big bloke with the bull. I will never think of Paul Bunyan the same way as the big bloke with the bull.
Big bloke Bunyan with the bull.
I love that. He was a lumberjack.
Is he okay?
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. Oh, did you know that song?
There we go.
Oh my gosh. Wow, I thought I was going to sing that and you were going to look at me like I was playing with half a deck.
I would never credit you that much.
Carl.
Oh, God. I'm getting the Missy disapproving look, people.
Yeah, you are. Because although this is a podcast, I can see Carl and Carl can see me. All right. I got to pull myself out of this. Okay, I'm back. All right. The big bloke with the bull was Paul Bunyan, and he was a folklore from the Pacific Northwest, Oregon area territory. I don't really know. I think that or it could have been Canada. That he the lumber. I do know that the history goes back to the lumberjacks of the region were upset with the Queen of England.
Not again.
This was like the mid-19th century, and there was some injustice, I don't know. And they ended up creating this story about Paul Bunyan. And I don't know. He's big in Michigan here. He has an ox named Babe, and the ox is blue.
Oh, it just gets better.
The blue bull. And he's a lumberjack. And he doesn't do it. I just know that, like, it's mandatory that every city has this big statue of Paul Bunyan next to their lumber yard.
So, okay, they were a bit annoyed with the Queen. How inventing this guy, is that going to help? Is she going to go, I got a big bloke with a bull. I'm not going over there.
He's a big bloke with a blue bull, and I'm not messing with him. I don't know. I think it was just a story. It was a story they made to let off steam, I guess. I don't know what he was supposed to do, but he came to signify lumberjacks.
And that's okay.
And I don't know. And I did actually try to look this up before the show, so I wouldn't sound like I'm sounding right now.
Mission accomplished.
Ta-da! But it didn't work. He's a lumberjack, Carl, and it was from a story.
Oh.
That's all. And you can't go on a Paul Bunyan tour if you come visit.
No?
No.
Well, that's just bullocks.
It is bullocks. Bollocks. That is not that bad. Would you stop?
You are a bad girl.
I'm not. Fanny. Okay, so here's a question. Robin Hood steals from the rich and gives to the poor.
Mm-hmm. Robin Hood?
Was it really a Robin Hood?
Well, it depends. Apparently he was an American. Again, I'm just going by all the movies I've seen.
Oh, I was going to say, really?
Yeah, so, well, no, he's...
It's
folklore again. I think it was someone called Robin or the Hood or something, and he did hang out in the forest around Nottingham. If anyone knows this history, I'm so sorry for what I'm about to do to it. But yeah, he used to hang out in the woodlands with his merry men. However, today we call this dogging. You don't want to know. Believe me, you do not want to know that one. Sorry?
Is dogging a bad word?
No, the activity is.
Dogging?
Mm-hmm.
If you're If you're dogging?
Yes, it means you go somewhere secluded and meet other people of a similar interest and partake in things.
Like a picnic.
It could be a picnic.
Dogging. See here, if you're dogging, if you're dogging someone out, then you're kind of ragging on them. You're dogging them out, like when you made that comment earlier that I don't remember at all.
Cool.
About half a deck. But dogging. Oh.
Yeah.
Dogging.
Don't go and look this one up after the show, will you?
No, I'm just going to say it. Dogging, dogging, dogging. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, he used to steal from the rich and give to the poor, who then used to have to give it back to the rich, who he'd steal it again from to give back to them, who then would have to give it to the rich, who would then steal it and give it back to... I can see a circle going on here.
It's like a job security thing.
It certainly was.
Do you think there was really a character that he was based on, or do you think that it was just kind of a metaphor for the state of the area at the time?
I think they just all got together and made up stories about Mr. Robin Hood, just like your big bloke with the ball.
Oh, so you don't think Robin Hood's real either?
No, I think it makes a good story, and like, it's just a shame. Like a lot of day, like later day politicians, unfortunately, they heard the story the wrong way round because they steal from the poor and give to the rich. But
give to the rich. You're so bad. Kevin Costner played Robin Hood.
He did. Did he have an English accent by any chance?
No.
No.
He did not.
He was a fantastic Southern Robin Hood.
It was hard even for me to swallow that one. It was a little hard. But you know who was in that Robin Hood was Alan Rickman, another British guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I love him.
Oh, yes. Cancel Christmas.
He's fantastic. So he kind of, it's kind of like drinking a diet soda and a candy bar, topics. It cancels each other out, and I kind of felt like Alan Rickman canceled out the Kevin Costner bad performance. Mm. So for that reason alone, I watch it.
It had Sean Connery as well, thinking about it, right at the end.
It did, you're right.
Double helping.
Good call on that, Carl, you're right. You must be British.
Now, speaking of British, this is another myth that we seem to have embraced over here. Do Americans know of any other countries outside your own borders? Apart from Mexico and Canada.
Now, why would you ask me that?
I don't know.
You really think that Americans don't know other countries? We don't have maps?
I think
news?
You have maps, but you look at them and go, ooh, pretty colours.
Or globes? Of course we do.
But do you know what they are depicting?
The blue is water. And a lot of times the other pretty areas are in different colours.
Okay, okay.
That's nice.
Yes, okay.
Of course I know what they're
depicting. You do, but what do you think about the vast majority of your fellow country persons?
I think they do. I think that people know what's important to them. Like, I know a lot about...
Bacon.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Don't try to take the bacon out of my mouth or you're in for a fight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I think that people know what's important to them. And you know, they interview people on the street, and I'm always kind of shocked at what people know and don't know. Do you think the average Englander... is better versed at geography?
I think we are. I think you could point to maybe there are certain areas of the map we've got absolutely no clue of, but we're invading more countries all the time.
I don't know if I agree with that, Carl. I think people are people. I do.
Well, we used to own most of it, so we do know what it's called.
Yeah, you guys were land hogs, weren't you?
We went out and just said...
You wanted it all.
We went out everywhere and went, mine, 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 mine.
You're like the seagulls in Finding Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
Mine. Yeah, you did. You owned a lot.
We weren't.
And I know, but that was a while ago. So
Yeah,
do
I
you
know.
think people today still, I think they're more concerned with what movie's coming out and what celebrity did this or that than actually knowing, where Cape Town is. Right?
Where is Cape Town?
South Africa.
There you
Well, oh, you really, do you really think I'd be using
It
that
was
example
worth a try, though,
not
wasn't it?
knowing where it was?
And plus, you just told me where it was.
So I think that most, I don't know if I can't say most. I don't know. I think we do.
That's
I
good.
think we know the biggies.
That's good
We
then,
think we know
because
the
the
biggies.
perception is you don't.
Oh, that's, I need to change that.
Yes.
No, I don't think the whole of the US wants me speaking for them. I think someone's going to put their foot down
And you think UK wants me speaking for them?
fast. No, she does not represent all of us. Get her off. I think that's what would happen. Okay, so Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock's a cool dude.
Sherlock Holmes. Do you think he was real?
Pardon?
Sherlock Holmes. Elementary, my dear Watson. That was great.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's the guy. That's the guy.
Miss Stone, do you think he was real?
No, he was a fictional character created by Arthur Conan. Conan, I just said someone. I literally said Arthur C. Clarke then for some reason.
Know who that is, so I probably wouldn't have laughed because
Conan
Arthur.
Doyle, so.
Yeah, and do you know that Sir Doyle was also, speaking of our intro, Carl, was also a big believer in the supernatural.
Oh, was he?
Very big. And he even did a paper and did a study on spirit photography. There's a photo show topic. He
Absolutely.
believed in it in a big way.
Did he catch any?
He didn't personally, but he I actually have the paper, and he believed that it could be done, that you could photograph them.
So
It's
he's.
a whole long story, but in Boston it was a big deal in the 19th century, spirit photography. And he believed in that, so
So he's like the first Ghostbuster.
he was. Who are you gonna call? Sir
Arthur.
Doyle.
I've done
Yeah.
it again. I said Arthur again. What's the matter with me?
What is the matter with
10 hours
you?
driving, I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh, have you been into the curry and beer yet?
Why am I on?
Before you sign, and I don't, I'm not, I don't know. I can't see, but
Apparently there is a 221B in Baker Street. Someone's telling me the other day it's a bank now.
Oh, really?
And they employ someone specifically to deal with people coming and visiting or sending letters.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Mm.
You know what I don't understand, which has nothing to do with myths, but why do you call Scotland Yard if it's not in Scotland? Is
Oh,
it banned by Scottish people?
isn't it, isn't I have no idea. Thanks for
Isn't
that.
that funny? That'll be a topic for another show, but I've always Scotland Yard, and I just thought, why do they call it that?
I'm going to have to find that out now so I don't look like a complete flake next time.
No, it's probably one of those things that you've just always heard it and you've never really thought about it. It just is what it is.
It's just a place name, I think, isn't it?
You just think, I don't stop to think about Missy's love for pork. It just
I
is.
think it was on Scotland Yard, and then when they moved it, they just called it New Scotland Yard.
What, yard being the name for a street?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You call a yard, a street is a
Well,
yard?
it was like a mews or something. It was obviously a place. So, a yard, probably an area. Can you see I'm making this up as I go along?
And see, I'm believing every single word. Don't stop.
Okay.
Don't stop. Keep
Yeah,
going.
and this is where Arthur stayed when he came on his second visit to London.
And where Robin Hood stored the money.
Here's a penny.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good with all that. Nicely done,
Oh,
Carl.
I'm
That
gonna have
was,
so much fun when you come to the UK.
And I have to say this, just, I know this is kind of like off the topic for a minute, but all those wonderful intros that we do at the beginning, we've only done four, but trust me, they're wonderful. I have absolutely nothing to do with that. Speaking of Sherlock Holmes and excellent writing, that is all done by Mr. Carl Madden from the beginning to the end.
It's the actress that partakes.
No. I give my feeble 2 cents worth, and that is it. So I'm giving you this. That's a big clap. Big round of applause. Because really, you do a fantastic job with those, and they are a delight every time I open them up.
Thank you very much.
So I had to get that out before I forgot. All right. So back on topic.
My turn. I've got another one.
Bring it on.
Bigfoot. Sasquatch.
Oh, you mean the myth?
Okay. Oh, well, I don't know. I can't see your feet from here, but...
they're not big.
Now, here's the thing. When I was younger, I used to be a bit of a metaller, heavy metaller, long hair, scraggy beard, just like now.
Really?
Yeah, so I used to be mistaken for the Bigfoot. Mind you, now, thinking about it, I get mistaken for Bigfoot as well. Last Wednesday would be
I can't picture you with long hair.
Oh, yes. And there's no photography evidence of it either, thankfully.
Is that because you got rid of it?
No, because no one took pictures.
We just have to take your word for it.
The cameras kept breaking.
I believe you. So Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Mm. Yes. Well, there are them that believe that he exists. We assume it's a he. Could be she. Could be Bigfoot-ette. Sasquatch-ette. But again, this is another Pacific Northwest Canadian thing. It's just right up north.
They're mad up there.
I think it's all the forests. I think whenever there's forests, you're going to have legends. Legends. Forests create legends. That was kind of profound of me. I don't normally say things like that.
That was deep.
Oh, I hope I don't do that again. And yes, but people have... He's like a big Chewbacca.
A Wookiee.
He's a Wookiee. He's an American Wookiee. And he must live a long time because he's been sighted for many, 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 many years. And he lives in the forest, the body of a man, kind of the footprint of a man covered in hair. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody's ever been harmed by Bigfoot.
It sounds like Yogi Bear.
I don't see what the big problem with it is. Like in the southwestern part of the country where there's, New Mexico, Arizona, into Mexico, even some parts of Texas, there's the chupacabra, which is that, kind of blood-sucking goat thing.
Oh, dear.
That, with red eyes. Did you ever watch X-Files?
Oh, yes.
And they do all their shows. I don't know if they did Bigfoot. They did Chupacabra. You get some people who've seen them and set up. Well, it's just, okay, here, let me bounce this back off of you, Carl, because we bounce off each other.
Bouncy.
We're dancing. Loch Ness. Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, yes. Up in Scotland, there's a massive, huge loch. And apparently, under its waters, murky waters, is Nessie, just swimming up and down and occasionally getting photographed in really blurry, out-of-focus shots in this day and age.
She's lived as long as Bigfoot.
Well, much longer. Think about it. She's maybe a dinosaur.
But what if, there was some kind of portal at the bottom of Loch Ness? And it was like, again, one of those rips in time. And that she was from another time, and she just comes into the lock. What do you think about that? It could happen.
It could happen.
But you're highly doubtful.
It could, yes. But they've trawled the bottom, and they've looked like set off cameras, and there's nothing down there but mud.
But she's smart. And she hides. She's like Bigfoot. She knows they're coming, and she's going to get out of the way. Carl, I need you to believe this.
Okay. You've already named her a she, because it's Nessie, I suppose. That'd be a bit...
Exactly.
So you've got some female affinity thing going on here, see?
I do.
I just think it's a big block of wood that travels up and down the lock.
Oh, I want to believe it.
Scaring tourists, who are then so scared they can't take a decent picture.
But the legend has to start somewhere. There has to be some little or large shred of truth to it. I believe she's there. I want to believe in these things.
You want to believe.
That's how we're different. You don't want to believe in these things. Do you want to believe in these things? Tell me you want to believe in these things.
I'd like to, but that damn logic gets in the way.
What good has logic ever done, King Carl?
Exactly. I don't know. I think I should throw it out with the bathwater.
That's right. Choose to believe. I want to believe. Oh, now I'm going all X-Files on you.
Wookie-wookie-wookie-woo.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, so Loch Ness. I'm going to believe it. How far is Loch Ness from London?
Oh, about 400 miles, I think. North woods, obviously.
Really?
It's quite
a good 7 hours drive.
Yes.
How fast can you go on your roads?
70 on the motorway.
Oh, that's good.
80 if you don't care about the speed limit. Yeah.
Well, the signs posted say 70, but
that's right.
If you're asking Carl, then
I never said that.
I didn't hear you say that. All right. So is everyone in the UK polite and reserved? Well, I mean,
well,
the British
obviously
tech, notwithstanding.
Are you taking
not polite. They're always polite. I don't mean that because, but they like to have their fun. But you know, you see the British stereotype of they're very proper and they're very and
stuck up.
Quite. I like to say that. Quite. I need to smoke a pipe. I don't, but I should when I say that.
Right,
quite.
Yes. Yes. No, I mean, we are. There are definite ones amongst us that are stuck up and they believe that they are born to rule the world. But most of us now are just average guys and girls, just living our lives and trying to get by and watching Sherlock and thinking about Robin Hood and making up King Arthur stories to fool the Americans.
So you, most of the people there are want to have a good time.
We always like to have a good time.
Good times are important.
Mm-hmm. But one thing we do think, though, is we think all you Americans are loud.
What?
See, I don't necessarily agree with this theory, though, but it has been voiced. However, I just think you found a very sneaky way of just turning the rest of the population of the planet down. So we just...
Am I loud? Do you think I'm loud? Do you think I'm loud?
How am I going to answer this without getting an MDL?
Yeah, you might get an MDL. You better be careful. I'm looking at you, Carl Madden.
I know. No.
Do you think I'm loud,
no.
Really?
No, I don't think you're loud, Missy, at all. That was convincing, wasn't it?
That was convincing. I'm not loud. I don't think Americans
put it this
laugh.
Way. Every week after we've done the show and I mix the show, I have to put my volume up and your volume down.
I don't really like where this show is going this week. I think that whole husband and wife thing just jinxed us. Really have to find, but no. Maybe it has to do, okay.
Yeah, maybe it has to do with
let's employ some Madden logic. Maybe it has to do with my crummy headphone thing that I'm wearing right now. Maybe it has nothing to do with the volume of my voice. Maybe it has to do with the lack of, or the inferior quality of my microphone.
I like
that. Did you think of that?
I like the excuse. We can go with that. We can play with that.
That's what I'm thinking. Oh, now I'm going to have to focus on being quieter.
No.
Hello, I'm quiet, Missy.
Sorry?
What? I'm going to continue on with... It's like when, with my children, when they were much younger, they would tell me, I'd be silly. I know, right? Go figure that. And so I would be so silly. Not in public, but just be silly. And they would say, oh, don't be so silly. And then I'd straighten up. Okay, I will be a proper... mother, and I will, no, please don't do that. So maybe that'll work on you if I say, okay, I'll be a proper Missy. I'll be a proper American and not... Oh, now I'm bothered that I'm loud. It's going to bother me.
You're not loud.
Oh, it's too late. The damage is done.
Oh,
you're just going... What is it when you don't go from strength to strength?
You plummet.
You plummet. You're going from plummet to plummet. Oh, okay. No, not all Americans are loud. I don't know. I don't know if all Americans are loud.
No.
They are when they drink.
Well, so are we.
I know. Maybe we are loud. What else do you think about Americans? Is there anything else?
This one doesn't apply to you, okay? So this one doesn't apply to you.
I don't know if I'm going to believe this now, because there's been so much dogging going on that I don't know. Okay, bring it on, Carl.
Okay, so we have another... There is another popular theory that all Americans are huge. You like your burgers, hot dogs,
like
pizzas.
Size.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, you were very, very wise to preface this with, this does not apply to you, Missy. I just have to give you some bonus points for that.
I do not want the MDL to end all MDLs.
Oh, that one would. Because, you know, you can tell me I'm not playing with a full deck, and you can call me loud. But the moment you go there, oh, it could be bad. Are all Americans huge? I think the average size of the American woman now is it 14? Which is different in UK sizes. I don't know what an American 14 would be. Are all Americans huge? I think that, in all seriousness, I think that Americans are getting bigger. And I think it has to do with the foods that we eat.
But we're the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's fast food everything. Are you sure you don't think I'm huge?
You're petite.
No, I am so not petite. Oh my God. Now you're just going to the other extreme, which is making it just as bad.
Oh God, someone take the shovel off me.
Girl, okay, well, that's it for the show this week.
And ever.
And okay, we're done. Enjoy these four. There we go. Yes, I do think, to be fair, I do think that Americans are getting bigger because they need to... they just need to really cut out a lot of the foods that I love to eat.
It's always the tasty ones.
It's always the good food. I know. It's always the chips and the donuts and the... I do eat my bacon, though. I'm not going to apologize for that.
No.
At all.
And I'll stick to my curry.
Yeah, you will. And we'll just say, just forget it to everyone else.
Yeah, what the hell? You only live once.
That's what I say. Gosh darn it.
You can join Weight Watchers if you want, but where's the fun in that?
Where's the fun? Yeah. I don't know. And they make you count stuff, I think. You can only have so many. They do a points thing, don't they? It's
a
point.
Maths and
basis.
Food.
And I don't like the diet, the plans. Do you guys have these in the UK where you sign up and then they send you food to eat?
I've heard of them.
No, I don't think so. And I don't care how they say, it tastes great.
Ugh.
I'm just thinking, how could it? It's frozen, you put in the microwave, and then you go, this tastes like lasagna. Hey, am I in Italy? No, I don't think that would happen.
Yeah.
I say no. I'll just stick to a healthy diet with occasional breaks for donuts and bacon and Nutella.
I'll just stick to a totally unhealthy diet consisting of beer and curry.
And no vegetables.
No. No.
No.
Unless it's fried chips.
Fried potato chips.
Yeah, well, yes. Comes from a potato, adds a vegetable, that counts.
No, you can't count vegetables. It has to be green.
Yeah, who says?
I do.
Oh.
I know. I would agree with me at this point, Carl.
Okay, from that look, I shall agree with you. Yes, Missy is all-knowing and wonderful and flawless.
Good boy. Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Good boy.
That that was nicely done. Nice save. Nice save. Nice intro and nice save. I'm applauding both of those. All right. Well, do I have any other questions for you? I guess I do. I have one more question, and that is, do all British chaps wear hats? When they go into town and they go to dinner, do they wear cute little vests and hats?
No. Where have you got this from? I can't even begin to think where you would have got this from.
Well, it's again, that kind of stereotype of the, you know, the lovely British gent with his little...
Oh, you mean a flat cap or a top hat?
Yes.
What, a flat cap?
A flat, yeah, like a what I would call a paperboy hat.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, they're popular amongst some slightly older gentlemen. But younger gentlemen, we like baseball caps mainly, even though
Do you wear baseball caps?
Yeah, I've got a few, even though I don't play girly rounders.
Girly rounder caps?
Yes.
You wear a baseball cap? I can't picture you in a baseball cap.
Well, I've not got it here, unfortunately, otherwise I'd show you.
But... Okay. All right, well, I do too. Will you wear baseball caps in Florida when you go on your holiday?
Yes, I shall definitely buy some. Or I might just buy Mickey Mouse ears and wear them all day long.
You could do that. That'd be cute. Well, you'd be the biggest Mouseketeer ever.
This is true.
Oh, mouse. My goodness. Well, okay. So pretty much we've kind of debunked. Well, you debunked all my myths, but I had to agree with you on a couple of mine. Oh, all right. Well. Gosh. And I'm really going to work on being quieter from now on.
You don't need to be quiet. Being
No, I do.
That's what makes you you.
Oh, thank you. The loudness. I'm really not loud. I'm telling you, if I went to a pub, you wouldn't even be able to hear me. You'd be like, Missy, what? Speak up.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
I promise. I don't say I promise to a lie.
That's right.
I won't. Well, do you have anything else to ask me?
No, I think we're covered. I think we've covered all many aspects of the myths. We've done Miffy with Missy.
We did. We answered them all. Some good, some bad, some ugly. I won't get into which one that was.
However, if anyone out there has thought that we've missed something, they can now do something about it.
Yes, they can. They can email us at our brand new email address. Are you guys ready? It's missyandcarl@gmail.com. Isn't that cute?
Oh, anything you want to send us, just send it through and we'll get it.
We will. Any show ideas, things you want to hear discussed between our two great nations?
And if you want to tell me off for having a go at Missy, I'm sure she'll approve.
I will read that one on the next show. I can promise you that. And I will read that very loud.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I will. But you know what is not a myth?
What's that?
And that is the wonderfulness of UK2.net.
They are fantastic. They supply.
They are. We agree on that.
Indeed. They supply all the bandwidth to bring us to you.
Yep.
I'm still stealing your line.
I'm going to let you do that.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
They have some fantastic offers on the moment. They've also got some brand new codes. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't armed with the codes before I come onto the show. So they will be appearing on our website soon. But they have got some fantastic deals for you, and all you have to do is click down on our website through to uk2.net, buy any of their services, and we do have discounts available. But again, I'm so sorry, they will appear on our website very, very soon.
And you know what, that's okay, because even listening to the podcast, you guys are probably driving or at work, you don't have time to write it down. You're going to want to go to the website anyway. We're really doing this because we're thinking of you, right, Carl?
We're always thinking of our listeners.
We kind of did that on purpose. That's all for you. That's right. Well, Mr. Carl Madden, I'm thrilled. Another show in the can, as it were.
It is indeed. And next week, I've got a rather special idea that we can try out.
A special idea?
It's going to be a secret.
I like the sound of that. I love secrets. Does it involve me being loud?
Like there's an option. Oh dear. MDO, MDO.
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 Duck. Oh, that'll be fun. So guys, I hope everybody joins us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. That probably means nothing in the UK. It's a Batman reference from the original TV series. Sorry. My loud Americanism is showing now. But thank you so much, guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks for spending time with us. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. Cheerio, everyone.